Many years ago now, when I was packing up to move from Chicago to Boston, I stopped by my parents' house to return some of their things that I had found while I was packing. And it happened to be just before dinner time. So my mom asked, "Would you like to stay for dinner?" A question that she had asked dozens, maybe hundreds of times during those years that we lived just a mile away. And I gave my typical response, "Sure." A meal from your mother is always a good thing. However, this particular evening, my mom did not have a meal planned. And so my dad, as he often does, suggested we go out to eat. But since I was in the middle of packing, I had been eating Chinese takeout every night for the past week, and a home-cooked meal was much more appealing. So my mom and I scoured the kitchen and pulled together some odds and ends. We found a large tomato from her garden and some green beans from the farmer's market, along with some frozen chicken we seasoned and cooked up, and a few leftover dinner rolls. And as we sat down to this meal of odds and ends, I was so grateful. It felt like a feast in comparison to the cold lo mein I had eaten the night before. In our gospel story this morning, Jesus pulls some odds and ends together and creates a feast. But before we get to the feast, the story begins with Jesus withdrawing to a deserted place. And as so often happens in our gospel stories, when Jesus withdraws, the crowds follow him. The text says that Jesus went ashore and he saw the crowd and he had compassion for them. The Greek word translated compassion here is quite interesting. It's splachnizomai, which means to be moved in one's bowels or gut. Jesus sees the crowds, and he has a gut reaction of love and mercy. Jesus' compassion here is not a feeling of pity felt from a distance, but instead, this gut reaction to another's need, which drives him to take action. And the first thing that Jesus does is to cure the sick. Jesus has compassion for the crowds, and he heals them. And I imagine this day of active compassion, of healing the sick, playing out as a day of exhausting work for both Jesus and his disciples. Jesus had planned to step away. He had tried to withdraw at the beginning of this story, but the crowd, with their great need, followed him. And his mercy and love were so great that I imagine he met with each and every individual person who sought healing. And he heard their stories. He listened to their pain. He bore witness to their suffering. And he poured out his love and mercy. He touched their wounds. He spoke words of comfort and encouragement to their aching hearts. He shared wisdom and guidance to those who felt lost. He spent this long day healing the crowds. And then, the text tells us, as evening arrived, the disciples came to him and they said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." And I wonder if these words arrived in the ears of a tired Jesus. He had been healing the sick and tending to the needs of this crowd all day. And now the disciples come to him to say, "Send them away, for we do not have enough food." And I wonder if the disciples were tired too. I wonder if the disciples had been managing that crowd all day, encouraging those who sought healing to wait patiently for their turn. I wonder if the disciples too were listening throughout the day to the concerns of this gathered community. And they were nervous about what would happen when the crowds got hungry. How would they meet such a great need for food? When Jesus tells the disciples, "You give them something to eat. You give them something to eat." And the disciples immediately protest, "We have nothing. We have nothing but 5 loaves and 2 fish. They look at their resources and they declare it is not enough to meet such a great need. We cannot feed this crowd. Here in Michigan, 1.5 million people are facing hunger today. 1 in 5 children in Michigan are experiencing food insecurity. Nationwide, 48 million people are without enough food. And these local statistics become overwhelmed when you look at our global hunger crisis in places like Sudan and Gaza. Worldwide, the need for basic necessities like food is monumental. And I can imagine that many of us hear statistics like these and we think, "I have nothing to offer. What could I possibly do to make a difference in the face of such immense need?" I know that I tend to have that kind of a response, a similar one to the disciples in our story today. Jesus says to us, "You give them something to eat." And we reply, "But we have nothing." And then, at this critical moment in our gospel story, something really important happens. We heard that Jesus had compassion for this crowd. He had been moved in his gut to action. Jesus had been serving this crowd all day, and he was not about to send them away without this most basic of human needs being met. He was not going to send them away healed, but still hungry. And so Jesus invites the disciples to participate in his compassionate action. Jesus does not rebuke his disciples. He does not shame them for their lack of compassion. He does not give them a lecture about their stinginess. Jesus invites them to trust in God's ability to meet the needs of the crowd. And he simply says to them, "Bring me what you have. Bring me what you have." Yesterday, several of us were at Ann Arbor Pride, and while I was there, I met Reverend Anna Taylor McCants. Pastor Anna is a local Lutheran pastor who founded Fed Up Ministries. 6 years ago, she sat at a kitchen table with a colleague and began to envision a feeding ministry. She scribbled some ideas on a paper napkin about a ministry that would address food insecurity here in Southeast Michigan, and that ministry would be centered on the dignity of each person. She brought what she had to Jesus, a vision for a food truck that would serve high-quality food to anyone who came hungry. And now, 6 years later, Fed Up Ministries not only offers meals from their food truck several times a week, they also provide showers from their wash-up truck, which parks here in our lot every Wednesday morning. They have a laundry truck as well, and various programs to support efforts addressing hunger and other basic needs. And in my brief conversation with Pastor Anna at Pride, she reminded me that we serve a God of abundance. So often, when we look out into the world at the great needs around us, we are like the disciples. All we can see is scarcity. And Jesus says, "Give them something to eat." And our scarcity mentality causes us to say, "We have nothing." But then Jesus encourages us to look again. The disciples say, "We have nothing except 5 loaves and 2 fish. That's what the text says. We have nothing except 5 loaves and 2 fish. They don't actually have nothing. They have something. And Jesus says to them, "Bring it to me." Whenever we see people in need, Jesus invites us to share what we do have, even if it seems all too meager. Jesus says, "Bring it here. Let me see what I can do." If all you have is a few ingredients, bring them to Jesus. If all you have is a wacky idea, no clue how to make it happen, bring it to Jesus. If all you have is a heart hoping to share love, bring it to Jesus. If all you have is 1 spare hour to serve others, bring it to Jesus. Jesus invites us to bring to him whatever it is, like nothing to us. This miraculous feeding story reminds us that God abundantly provides. Through this miracle, we are reminded that when we bring what we have, God will multiply it to abundantly fulfill the needs of the people. God provided bread and fish for the people to eat that day in a deserted place. And God provides for us as well. And like the disciples, all we must do is bring what we have to Jesus. That evening, when my mom and I found a full dinner in her cupboards and her freezer, we experienced this small moment of abundance. We ended up with something so much more than those meager ingredients. And the church today is confronting a world with increasing need and diminishing resources. And at times we can feel overwhelmed and discouraged when we cannot feed everyone who is hungry or heal all who are broken. But remember this: God provides abundantly for all. And it's not up to us to fulfill that abundance. It is up to us to bring what we have and ask God to meet the needs. So as we come to this table before us today, Jesus invites us to bring with us whatever offering we have, no matter how small it seems. For on that day, in that deserted place, Jesus invited the disciples to bring to him the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And Scripture tells us that Jesus took it, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples. And all were filled. Amen.